Radio Prague News.
The lower house has approved a proposal by the Civic Democrats to postpone the vote on the tax reform package to next week. Former counterintelligence chief Karel Randák is under police investigation. And a 65-year-old Czech is still missing in the Austrian Alps as temperatures drop and the weather gets worse. The lower house has voted to postpone deliberations on the controversial tax reform package to next week, despite disagreement from the opposition. The Civic Democrats requested the delay on Tuesday afternoon in order to have the crucial vote take place after their party convention due to internal disagreements over the reform package. The discussion in the lower house was scheduled to begin on Wednesday. A group of Civic Democratic MPs met on Tuesday morning to discuss possible changes to the proposed legislation, but again made no headway. The opposition Social Democrats and the leadership of the Public Affairs Party did not support the motion, saying that putting off the vote on any crucial legislation, such as the tax package or pension reform, would only contribute to political instability. Police in the Dominican Republic, in cooperation with Czech investigators, arrested 7 Czech fugitive criminals suspected of money laundering and fraud. The 7 arrived in the Czech Republic on Sunday. 4 of the fugitives have already been sentenced in absentia and were thus immediately taken to Czech prisons. Although the Dominican and Czech Republics do not have a formal extradition agreement, Dominican officials were willing to arrest and deport the Czechs because some of them had committed felonies in the country. The Czech police were planning to assist in arresting at least 10 more Czech citizens in the Dominican Republic who are suspected of sexual and violent crimes, including murder. So far, their efforts have been thwarted by the adverse weather conditions due to Hurricane Sandy. The police have begun an investigation into Karel Randák, the former head of Czech counterintelligence and a member of the board of trustees of the Anti-Corruption Endowment, on charges that he leaked privileged information. Randák, along with one other person from the office of the government, are being accused of leaking information related to the salary bonus of Jana Nagyová, the managing director of Prime Minister Petr Nečas's cabinet. The information that Ms. Nagyová received approximately 190,000 crowns in March, with a basic salary of 30,000 crowns a month, became public earlier this year. Mr. Randák said that this investigation has been initiated as a threat to his bid in this winter's presidential election. A 65-year-old Czech man who went missing in the Austrian Alps over the weekend does not have very good odds of surviving, according to an Austrian internet server. The man's son alerted the authorities on Saturday after he did not receive a phone call from his father, who was hiking in the mountains. Adverse weather conditions, with temperatures dipping as low as minus 10 degrees Celsius in the area, will make it difficult for the hiker to survive. A 50-member search and rescue team was prevented from continuing their search on Tuesday because of bad weather. The European Commission has renewed payments to the Czech Republic for the environment and transportation programs, having paid out 43 billion crowns to the finance minister for past projects this week. The Commission suspended payments for the environment program in June and for the transportation program in August of 2011. Financing for a number of other programs was also suspended because of the Commission's misgivings about the way the Czech ministries administered the funds. Although financing for some programs was renewed in the summer, funds for these 2 particular programs were paid out only now. And now for the weather. Tuesday will be cloudy with possible snow and rain showers in parts of the country, though skies should clear up by Wednesday morning. High temperatures will be between 2 and 7 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.